If I could sort of interrupt your conversations just for a little bit, I'd just, if you wouldn't mind indulging me 5 minutes or so, just to talk to you. First of all, I would like to say that I hope, or everybody obviously hopes, that you've had a lovely morning and have feasted well and had lots of good chats. This is it's an interesting kind of service, isn't it, on a Sunday morning? And it's especially demanding, I think, for the people that are the catering team in there churning out numerous bacon sandwiches and sausage sandwiches and things. So if you wouldn't mind just showing your appreciation for them, for Carol and Jan and Ness. Thank you so much. They do it because they love you. They don't do it for the claps, but it's nice to clap them anyway, isn't it? Okay, so this morning, as you have probably guessed, is centred around love. Valentine's Day is only just around the corner. It's on Tuesday for anyone that needs to remember that they still need to go shopping or buy a card and sacrifice a few pennies at the altar of commercialism. But pretty much everywhere we turn in shops at the moment, we're reminded about the emotion of love, aren't we? It's one of the most sought-after feelings in the world. If history's got anything to say about it, it's got the power to start a war. It's got a power to topple a dynasty of power and even change the world. That's all those sorts of things have happened because of love. But I guess on a more sort of individual level, love's one of those emotions that makes our life worthwhile, isn't it? Love is what gives us meaning. It binds us together as families, and it binds us together as friends, and it binds us together as communities. It gives us comfort and joy, and it gives us hope during the good times and during the bad times. So I thought we might channel the 1993 hit song by Hadaway. Anyone? What is love? Exactly. So what is love? Scientists would say, sort of top, middle, right, that love is just a release of the hormone oxytocin that you get from the brain, which isn't particularly mystical or wondrous, is it? It's not very romantic. But I'd say that love is more than just a hormone, it's more than just a feeling, and it's more than just an emotion. It's not just a word, and it's not just a sentiment. I think love is an action. Love is a choice, and love is about sacrifice. Love is about putting someone else's needs before our own. Love is about being there for someone when they need us. Love is about forgiving someone when they've wronged us. And that's not really the impression that we get from films, is it, or romantic songs, because the truth is that love requires effort and it requires patience, and that's hard work and that's difficult. But despite all the difficulties, love is worth it. Love brings out the best in us, and it transforms us into better people. Yeah. Christians believe that our ability to love comes from God. And showing friendship and love to each other, whether that's making 75 bacon sandwiches or partaking a quiz or whatever it might be, showing friendship and love to each other reflects some of God's loving goodness into our communities and into our lives. And we're told to do this, aren't we, by Jesus? Jesus said that the second most important thing in life was to love each other. Caring for our friends, our family, of course, but also putting the needs of complete strangers and people who have hurt us first. And as we've just heard, as Burt Bacharach said, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. So as we hurtle towards Valentine's Day, isn't it right to try our hardest to love each other with a love that is patient and kind and selfless? Loving not only our friends and our family, but also our neighbours, those who are different from us, those who are marginalised, and those who are in need. So if you are wanting to chat about what God's view of love is on any greater depth, then grab somebody here. And if you want to find out what Jesus said the number one most important thing was, then grab somebody here and ask. And we'd love to talk that through if you are still, you know, unsure. But if you'd just like more food, then there are 10 croissants left. But there's also a pizza, pancake, puzzles and party evening. Pizza, pancake, puzzles party on Pancake Day, which is on the 21st of February. There will actually be pizza there. Thomas asked me the other day, will there be pizza at the Pizza Pancake Puzzles Day? Yeah.
Pancake Day, I'm not expecting
to be pizza. Pizza-flavoured pancake. And there's also the legendary Swallowness Baptist Church Easter cooked breakfast at about 9:30 on Easter Sunday in April, if you'd like to join us for that. On the 9th of April, there's a messy church here, isn't there, at 10:30 in the morning. Again, if you'd like to be here or if you'd like to invite people, there are flyers on your tables. Loads and loads of crafts and fun. There are still more drinks. There's still 10 croissants for the 10 fastest people. And there is also a members meeting for people who are members of this church. It's going to be a very quick one in the school room very shortly.
Messy Church is the 2nd.
Oh, Messy Church is the 2nd of April, not the 9th. Palm Sunday.
Easter Sunday is the
9th. Messy Church is on the 2nd.
Yeah. Thursday.
And there's Maundy Thursday, which is the Maundy meal. That's on the Thursday of Maundy Thursday. Thank you very much.